automatically.
I'm so high.
Gentlemen, here we go. Another episode of Save CUH Radio. I am your host, as always, from the Virtue Server, Pogo Man. Sorry, I had to up it up a little bit there at the beginning. I thought it was a little flat. Sorry about that. But I'm here. We are here for another episode of Save CUH Radio. It's a Friday night. The weekend is here. It's a summer weekend. Woohoo! And all that stuff. It's been a so-so week for me, so I'm just going to introduce my co-host at this time. Tony V is nowhere to be found. But, ladies and gentlemen, he's one half of the leadership of Paragon Dawn, our beloved supergroup in Champions Online, and the organizer of DawnCon 2. He is Mad Viking.
Well, I'm not Tony V, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn once.
Well, that's fine. That's all right.
Okay.
I did, too, a long time ago.
Way back when.
I remember when we had holidays. I don't know. So what's going on with you, Mad Viking, this week, besides getting ready for DawnCon 2?
That's pretty much it here, because we're getting into the fine-tuning now with less than... Well, now it's less than It just went from 29 to 28.
Oh my God. Darn clock. Let's see where it is officially. 28 days, 19 hours, 54 minutes, and 49 seconds.
So, yep, the pressure is on now to make sure everything, you know, the dot, the I's, the cross, the T's.
Wow, I hit that thing like 5 seconds ago. Come on, man. Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those nights, people.
That's like, you know, get ready to advertise the situation of blooper reel.
Oh, we've had nights like that. We've had nights where we cue something up. 30 seconds later, it plays. Yeah, and then people can't call in. People call in, and the second you bring them on, they get disconnected. Oh, it's horrible sometimes. But this is Blog Talk and Skype. See, when we originally started this station, all we heard was Skype is the best thing to use with Blog Talk Radio. And ever since then, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse.
It could be worse. It could be at the moment Yahoo Messenger at the moment really doesn't exist unless you have a smartphone.
Oh, good Lord. But I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight who's hanging out in the Blog Talk chat room with us. And in Paragon chat, I am hanging out on the steps of City Hall in beautiful downtown Atlas Park. Right now, Dietrich is with me. I was thinking there might be a costume contest tonight, but I did not see anything going on tonight. So...
It's not just with me, you know, it's just been a rather quiet night. So
yeah,
I'm thinking possibility that the heat is getting on everyone's nerve and they're just,
yeah,
forget the computer. I just want to be in front of the AC.
You know what? I was looking at like what I'm going to watch after the show tonight, except for Stephen Colbert at 11:37. I think he goes on. There's not much on tonight, which means I could catch up on some DVR stuff. Although I think Showtime or Cinemax has that show Outcast by Robert Kirkman, and I think they're up to episode 4. And I know I set my DVR to record episode 3, so that means on demand I'll have to find episodes 1 and 2 later on. And watch that for a bit.
Well, I will say I am standing in the... Well, I was standing. I'd have to drop something off in the bank now. But in our usual hangout in Millennium's... Millennium City, Rensen area, by the recognition ramp. Yes, we have our own little hangout area here.
Yes, just slightly off behind where Defender and that crew hangs out.
Exactly.
Where you could start the... I don't know, everybody gathers there when they want to start the... what do you call those things? The special quick missions.
Oh, the alerts.
Alerts, thank you. Yeah. You know, I just realized on my newest character I've been playing, I haven't done any alerts with him whatsoever.
Well, you were going for that badge for the website. I was like, a while back ago, to explain for those who play Champions,
mm-hmm.
I made a point of that the fact that Champions kind of resembles... what would have happened if the AE babies took over?
Okay.
Where everyone levels up with the alerts, powers up with the alerts, gets stuff via the alerts. And so I made a challenge to the group and said, level your tune via the missions only.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Now, how do we know?
A while back ago. And if you do, and you show the proof, i.e. you do a screensaver, and with the perks list, it says alerts, you have nothing listed in that area, we put a little, a badge on the forums chat.
I don't remember if I did or not. But I, like you said, the AE babies, let's go back to history here. Back in the day when our beloved city just closed down, remember that weekend... Champions Online decided to do a double XP weekend. So, like, rev everybody over. It's like, good Lord, the nails in the coffin haven't even been finished putting in. Dirt hasn't even been covered. You know, all that stuff. And I joined, and I was doing these alerts. Next thing you know, I got to level 30 by Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
The next day I went to play, I didn't know what the hell I was doing because I was freeform. And I was just taking powers that look at. It took me almost 8 months to go back and play Pogo Man. Like, I would show up to, like, Cape Radio events, you know, and just hang out. I'm like, okay, I don't have to do anything. But missions like, this character's horrible. So finally, common sense kicked in. Oh, let me go to the forums. I'm sure they have a build thing. Yes, and I learned about that wonderful Thunderbolt lunge power.
Right.
Where you could jump in the air and hit that button, all of a sudden you change directions. And I'm like, this power is awesome.
All of a sudden, wee!
Yeah, that's all I was doing. That I was like, it's Pogo Man's kick foo. Wee! Look, he jumps in the way, but no, he suddenly changes direction and nails the bad guy in the face. The ultimate boot to the head. Boom, pow. And quickly after that, I finally got to level 40. But we have some interesting things to go over tonight. I got my new loot crate in the mail today, yesterday, the small one. So I should be, I'm thinking I'm getting the big size one in a few days.
Nice.
And this week's, this month's, it was Welcome to the Wasteland, a dystopian future awaits. And that's just a teaser for what I will say is in my loot crate a bit later on. There you go. And I really need to get a new keyboard. Oh, good Lord. Hold on. Yeah,
You did read on, as is quoted, the Book of Many Faces. We have a person who's in City of Heroes and in the chat room in mourning at the moment.
Okay.
Yes. Someone's keyboard who lasted for 12 years passed away.
What happened?
Someone's keyboard, who's went for 12 years, passed away.
Was that yours, I think?
No, it wasn't mine. No.
Oh, okay. This is... Hold on. My comma key... I have to find a knife. Hold on. Keep talking. My comma key is done. I'm trying to do a Google search, or I was going to type in to go to Loot Crate. And, hold on.
Okay, well, he is doing that. The keyboard in question has met a caffeinated demise. Those who have heard will now no longer hear the ultra clicking of the keyboard. I'm right now, said person is probably going, I'm going to miss that keyboard.
I'm not going to miss this one if this keeps up. I mean, the one thing about it that was cool is the lights change, but it's supposed to have this gel underneath it that makes it like you can't hear clicking. And somebody sent me an email, not an email, but a report about it. And they say after that gel dries, it is horrible.
No,
the keys press down and they won't go out. Like just happened to me. No matter what, I just had to get a thin knife to pop in there. Okay, I'm looking here. I got that. Okay, I'm trying to see here. Okay, something isn't making sense here.
And that's that.
Now, I'm just looking here at Loot Crate.
Okay, Code Warrior to the rescue. Alt plus 44. On the keypad, will type a comma.
No, but I wasn't meaning to hit a comma. It just did it by accident.
Oh, so when the comma button is stuck, something is happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop. I just got a gazillion and one.
So in other words, we got kamikaze comma.
Yeah, I just had to all I did was I refresh the page I was typing on, and that saved the day.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm trying to...
And someone just might have gotten an alt idea on that one.
Comma?
Kamikaze comma.
There you go. Okay, I don't understand. Huh. Okay. Maybe a canceled one? I don't know what's going on here. This isn't making any sense. Oh, okay. I see. In full. Okay. I'm gonna get the big crate one more time.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense. June 28th is next bill date. Now I get it. Okay. Now I get it. And of course, things are bigger in the loot crate, the DX one, as opposed to the smaller one. So.
Right.
So we shall see. Now, July's theme is futuristic. It celebrates some of pop culture's most famous musings of advanced technology and societies with futuristic. Subscribe by 7:19 at 9 p.m. Pacific Savings Time. This is for the Loot Crate DX. You have 25 days, 2 hours, 44 minutes, 18 seconds. And shown here on the bottom here, Pacific Rim, Futurama, Something Orphans, Buck Rogers, 25th Century, and Star Trek. Ooh. So there you go. That could be most interesting for that month. But I want to see what's going on. Okay, and there's also special limited edition crates you guys could order, or anybody could order. There's a Star Wars one. And let me go back to the next page.
Fighting Call the Duty. Incredible urge not to do the Bill Murray skit.
Which one?
Star Wars.
Ours, nothing but Star Wars. Okay. Okay, and it's saying here, yeah, franchises featured this month for the DX Crate, Pacific Rim, Futurama, Star Trek. And, of course, you usually get a T-shirt, and that's just cool. All the crates have a T-shirt with the theme of that month, which I will show you guys in a few minutes what I got for the small crate. Okay, what is stuck keys and auto repeat? Yes. I just read that. Yes, I need new keyboard. Yes, I know. I love the mouse I got from Logitech, though. That's the one, I don't know if you've seen it, where it has a special weight. It comes with a weight set, those special weights you can put in it.
Okay.
Basically, you can customize, like, if you want them in the front, you want them in the back, you know? So I have mine all in the back, so it's weighted down. Well, actually, I'm sorry, I have mine. No, I have all mine in, so. Sorry about that. But you can customize it where if you just want it weighted down the back, you could do that. Oh, we lost somebody in the chat already. Dietra has disappeared from both chats.
A triple poof?
A double poof.
A double poof.
And time to defend the Earth. Independence Day Resurgence came out today, I believe. Yes. Or is it next week?
Well, I know there was an Independence Day of a different sort, but this is more comics than...
Oh, more comics or more real life? Because I thought you meant the...
Real life
thing that
I was talking about.
Yes, if we're talking about the...
But we'll let that one slide.
Well, we can talk. We can mention that quickly. We have people from overseas who listen. Great Britain or England, they have voted and they are leaving the European Union, if that's what you're referring to.
Yep.
Their independence. They are their own country once again. I don't know if that's good or bad in the short run or long run, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yep. But let's go back to anything that is comic book related in one form.
Yes, certainly. Yes, sir. Independence Day Resurgence did open today. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. As we wait for July to come around, and finally we will find out the answer on the upcoming Ghostbusters movie.
Yes.
Yesterday they released the new theme song for the Ghostbusters. It is sung by Fall Out Boys with Missy Elliott doing a rap bit in the middle.
Do I want to know? I heard something
really help the argument.
Yeah, I've heard many. Yeah, I've heard some. I haven't heard it myself, and from what I've heard, I really don't want to. See, here's the deal. It's not the fact that, oh, it's four women instead of guys. No. It's such a classic movie, you can't improve on it. And there was no reason to reboot the original. This should have been Ghostbusters 3. It should have been a sequel.
Well,
you didn't
I'm going to do the one thing people are probably going to scream about. I just got to make sure the sound doesn't blast into it. There we go.
Okay.
And send you the YouTube link.
Okay.
I'm going to let people decide on their own.
Okay. And this is the actual.
This is the actual song.
Okay, hold on. And really quickly, Code Warrior sent me a link. Ooh. All right, Code Warrior, do you have the actual, like, what's the name of it? Razor Black Widow Ultimate Stealth. I like it. I shall go shopping for this after the show. As soon as I can find my notepad on this computer.
Yes, it's Fallout Boy, Ghostbusters, I'm Not Afraid.
It's not, I'm not afraid of no ghost?
Well, it's Ghostbusters, parentheses, I'm not afraid.
All right. We'll keep talking. What if I play, no, I don't want to do that. I was going to say, I'll play a song, but if everybody wants to listen to this one.
people have been hesitant of actually hearing it just because of the history of what's going on with this movie. I heard it. And I can come up with my own opinion. I like Fallout Boys.
Okay, I was going to say this. I am converting that MP3 in. I'm right now in the process of converting it so I can put it on the soundboard.
You might want to give a warning.
Well, it's going to take me a few minutes. So what I'm saying is I can we could play it. Everybody here instead of everybody going off and doing their own thing.
Okay. Well, like I said, you might want to give a warning on this one. May cause cringing.
Okay. I have it here. It's going to take me a few minutes. Let's see how long it takes me to load up. Once I get it loaded up, we'll definitely play it. I don't know how long it's going to take me to load up, though. So, anyway, in the meantime, I'll tell you what. I have one update to read from Heroes and Villains this week. So how about I read that while that's loading up?
That works.
Okay, very good. All right, this is going to be Friday update number 185. I did check on the other two games. No updates this week from them. So this is it. And as always, I am going to post this in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. So you guys can read along if you want to. But here we go. All right. This week, we've been doing some basic testing work on ways to implement items in the game. Although a traditional comic book game naturally doesn't need anywhere the number of items that a traditional fantasy game might need, there are still a reasonably significant number of situations where players would need to be able to acquire one or more items by various means. Many of these would be story/quest items that would be specific to a unique plot point of a story, so they would need a specific type of functionality just for the particular use that they'd be required for in the story. But we'll also need a selection of more generic items that will be used as part of our crafting system. Although, unlike the crafting system in City of Heroes, we're aiming for our components to be more intuitive and logical rather than the somewhat random groupings of salvage use to craft things in COH. As standard MMO crafting isn't a perfect fit for a traditional comic book world, and also because it's not a universally popular activity in MMOs, our crafting system will naturally be totally optional. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team.
Okay. There you go.
All right, that's our update. I'm trying to check to see. I'm still scrolling. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
No, it is still... It's still trying to load up to the soundboard. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing.
The soundboard is going like, do I really have to?
Yeah. And it tastes like, really? Well, I don't want to get in trouble for this. I don't want to. I was just going to say, no, not going to do it. No. Hack, my little killer, you wouldn't play it. No, don't want to do it. No. All right, let me see. Wow, it's still really not. I'm not kidding. It's still not. Nah. Okay, while it's doing that, you know what? Screw it. Let's do the loot crate now.
Okay.
I'm going to do all the good stuff now, and then everybody's going to go, you couldn't say this right afterwards. No. Okay. Ooh, I open the loot crate, and I have a t-shirt. It is a gray t-shirt that says Alex Murphy is RoboCop. And okay. It looks like it's from the original bunch of movies. I haven't seen the new one that I heard was horrible. Now, why are people learning that when they do remakes, they suck? All right, ooh, I got something here. A Dorbs is a vinyl collectible figure from Bethesda from Fallout.
Okay.
I'm trying to see which figure it is. 104. It's a dude with a mask on. I haven't played Fallout yet, so he's pretty cool. I got in a small box, a 300-piece Matrix jigsaw puzzle. 11 by 14 inches.
Not bad.
No. Next up, now this is cool. From Bioshock Infinite, they sent me a key. Again, I haven't played the Bioshock Infinite. I haven't gotten to that one yet. It is a blank key, but I could actually take it to like a locksmith or a key place, and they can make the key for whatever I want. So if I want to use it for like a house key, I could do that. An extra car key, something like that. I could have that made up. I think that's pretty cool. Next up is a metal.
Well, what does the key look like?
All right. It has a white circle with a bird on the inside.
White circle with a bird.
Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. They give you a little book in here. Let me see if I can figure out. it's really cool because each one, it's a magazine. And throughout it, they will like... you know, by the time you're done reading it, it will tell you everything you've got. Okay, it says here, for some, the key to change lies within. In Elizabeth's case, it's literally in her hands. And now, it's in yours. You get to display this iconic item or get it to cut to unlock whatever door you choose. Okay, so one of the options is a birdcage. And the other, wait, maybe that's, I haven't even taken it out of the little package it comes in. Yeah, okay, so one side is a bird cage, and the other side is a bird.
Okay, the old spinning thing, okay.
Okay, that makes sense now. After you just said, the old spinning thing, okay. Let me go to the front of this thing, maybe I could figure out what... Okay, yeah, so gray matter, RT... Okay, this is... Okay, now the thing I got from Terminator 2 is a Terminator 2 metal print. And what it says here, yesterday's enemy could be today's friend, who helps you defeat a shape-shifting puddle of dangerous metallic goop. We're commemorating the 25th anniversary of one of our favorite sci-fi films with this very special keepsake. Now, that's pretty cool. And I didn't read it. It's been 25. Oh, my God. It has been 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, remember that movie came out? Ooh-wee.
He's still coming back, too.
I see what else. And of course, they give me another pin. This one is like a. Oh, okay. This is. You know what? This is funny about this. It's like a bomb. And it looks almost like the one that you find in the desert. But there's the radioactive bomb you have to find in Champions Online, that big bomb you have to disable.
Okay.
It's that. So, and usually what they do is they give you this thing and. Actually, I haven't typed it in yet this month. Yeah, I'll do that in a little bit. You type it in, and it gives you something epic. Also, I got this card, a Loot Crate official member card. I have a membership card, not a Loot Crate. Yay me. So there you go. That's everything this month. And, of course, once I get the DX one, I will mention that. I will. We will open that on air or open it during the week, and we'll discuss it probably next week. I think that's when it's supposed to be out. Usually they come out right away, you know, pretty much, you know, what was it, a few days later.
Right.
I knew that. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. All right, let me go to lootcrate.com pins. Ah, I just put the pin away, and it says there's a code on the package. Ah, luckily I left it on the top. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, come on. So professional we are here. Come on. All right. Where's my code?
While you're looking for the code, I'll do a champions update. There's a new costume set. The I'll just read it as I say. Yesterday, we are introducing the brand new Lantern Costume Pack. The new Lantern Compact Pack provides you with a unique new lantern back costume pieces so you can bear a light in these dark times. So I will say, if you love playing Oriental tunes, this will be good for you. And as a bonus, the Lantern Compact Pack comes with the new Shisa action figure. Shisa looks like... Well, I know you being in New York. If you ever been to a Chinese New Year gathering and you see the dragon dancing around ahead, it's the head of the papier-mâché dragon.
Cool.
And
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. It is 475 Zen in the Zen store on Champions.
Okay, what I found out is I get exclusive wallpaper and ringtones from Fallout Shelter. You know, that's a game I've always wanted to play and I haven't yet. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have games too I haven't even played. I got WWE game from last year. I haven't even opened it yet.
Oh.
Isn't this great? I got a new PS4, some video games. I played Madden a few times, and that's it because I've been playing all my MMORPGs on my laptop and my PC. Actually, I think I watch more TV than anything. Okay, I'm going to refresh my studio page because this thing is still downloading onto this. I don't know
really
why.
It's going like, done. I don't really want to do this.
No.
Don't make me.
Okay, it's up.
Okay.
I guess I could have done this before, but all right, guys. All right, so you want to do the thing since you have all the information for the song.
All right. Once again, this is Fallout Boys with Missy Elliott from the new Ghostbusters movie coming out in July. It is the new Ghostbusters 3 called Ghostbusters I'm Not Afraid. If you are hesitant of the movie, you have been warned that this may be cringeworthy.
And I have to correct you. You said it's from Ghostbusters 3. It is from the Ghostbusters reboot.
Okay, reboot, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was saying it should be Ghostbusters. A lot of people say it should just be 3. It should just be a continuation.
Well, most people think the video game is Ghostbusters 3.
That's true. So this should be Ghostbusters 4, but I think that would confuse a lot of people. So,
right.
All right, here we go. I'm going to mute us. I'm going to play it. It's 3 minutes, 7 seconds, and we'll give our opinions of the song right after this. You have been warned. We'll be right back. that it? Is that apropos? No? We're back on. Hello? Mad Viking? We're back on.
Okay, yeah, I had the mute on. I was going if you were going for Reservoir Dogs, I think you missed by 2 bullets.
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. I don't know. How many band members are there?
4.
How many shots did I fire?
4.
That's it.
Yeah, there's the overkill.
There we go. Yeah, thank you. That's the only gun sounds we have on here. I thought we had like some auto fire thing on this.
It was a big gun.
I know, but still, I wanted some massive Rambo, you know, just massive things, and hearing a rocket, an RPG fire and explode something up. Wait a minute. That's what I need. No.
What, you got a popcorn gun?
No, I was looking for like explosion or something.
No.
No, we have nothing like that.
Like I said, you know, there's been bad movies, but they had great songs.
Right.
Best example. Well, any movie that pretty much had All Star by Smash Mouth.
I was going to say Xanadu, an old one. Movie
okay.
was horrible. The soundtrack was amazing. The soundtrack had like some number one songs on it. It won awards for the soundtrack, and the movie was just god awful.
But this song really didn't help.
Oh. I mean, you can't. I mean, to everybody who wants to do a remake, stop it. There's no reason to do remakes. There's no reason to do reboots.
If you remember the cartoon Extreme Ghostbusters,
yes,
they had
a
redo of the song, and that sounded good for that time period.
Right.
Alternative rock style.
Yes.
I'm just going like, okay, so Fall Out Boys are the hottest things. Yes, they have great songs. Centuries, Uma Thurman.
Yes.
Just did not fit the bill.
And Missy Elliott's rap in the middle did not help at all either. So,
now Missy Elliott does great. I mean, another case of, you know, great song on a so-so movie, Shark Tale, you know, the Will Smith animation one.
Right.
Redoing Car Wash with Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
And that sounded like Missy Elliott, you know. She had that, you know, determined voice, you know. There's
right.
a bit of edge in it. I never heard Missy Elliott happy rap until now.
So that is just, ugh. I'm afraid to see this movie. I really am. And what I think is funny is, I guarantee you, they're going to be the guests on the first episode of Saturday Night Live next season. The musical guests will do that song, because 3 of the 4 members of the main cast are either current or former cast members.
Well, that means Chris Hemsworth's going to be the star.
Or Melissa McCarthy, because she's been a guest host several times the past few years.
But, I was hoping the song would have been the savior. I really was.
At least something. But even then, they only play a little bit of it towards the, during the movie and during the credits. You don't get the full song. I mean,
full song.
Right. But what I'm saying, you know, when the first movie came out, friggin' awesome. The song. Friggin' awesome. You know, that movie did not fail in any way. This movie, the complete opposite.
Well, I mean, even the second one, to say it wasn't so great, but it also had some great songs in the process. Right. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher remake. The Bobby Brown rap one.
Right.
I can't remember the title.
Right. But you know what's funny about that? They got mad about that because they had a script ready to go. The studio went in and hacked the script up because there were a couple of scenes that would have made the movie better. Like, you know the whole thing with Dan Aykroyd's character and he's supposed to be possessed by Viggo at the end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a scene that early on in the movie when they're in the sewer where they were going to add some more horrific-looking ghosts, like scary creatures down there. But the studio thought the kid might be afraid. And they're like, really? Come on. Then after they're out of there, on the way back, Ray, Dan Aykroyd's character, he's driving home, and he gets possessed by Viggo. The phrase, like, I will kill us all. And he's on this whole thing. He's freaking everybody out in the car. And he almost smashes into, I think he even does, he smashes the car into a tree in Central Park. But somehow he gets, they're able to, like, he snaps out of it at the last second, and he's able to slam on the brakes just enough to cause damage, some damage to the car, but they're not hurt. And I said, you know what? Those two scenes, I think that would have added to the movie. Those would have been awesome.
But either way, you know, people really didn't complain about it. It's Ghostbusters 2. You know, they just go, well, it's just a sequel curse.
Right. And sadly, I didn't see the movie till it came, it came out on video.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow that summer I was busy and I didn't get to go to the movies. But I want to check about another movie we've talked about in the past that came out finally. Well, not finally, it came out. Remember that we were talking about the remake of Electra Woman and Dinah Girl?
Oh, yeah, that's a flashback.
Yeah, well, the remake is out. I'm on their website now, Electra Woman and Dinah. Hang on, I'll share the post with the link with you guys in the chat, electrawomanandinahgirl.com. For $14.99, you can buy the fan package. Let me get one. The fan package, $14.99, unlimited streaming access to the full-length movie. Exclusive watch-along reaction video with Grace and Hannah, who are the stars of the movie. The main bonus content, 30 extra minutes of superhero shenanigans, and the movie poster. For $29.99, you get the super package, unlimited streaming access to the full-length movie, the exclusive watch-along reaction, the 30 extra minutes of superhero shenanigans, and a limited edition T-shirt. Now, $39.99 is the super-duper package. Unlimited streaming, the watch-along video, the bonus 30-minute content, limited edition T-shirt, poster signed by Grace and Hannah, and a collector's DVD with commentary. So there you go. Now, what's funny about this is it's not ready to ship yet till early July. And what's funny is I went to click on the pre-order button.
Right.
And you can't order it yet.
Nah.
But
now,
you know what?
I noticed they actually brought in the original costumes of Electra Woman and Dinah Girl on the first one.
Well, her costume, yeah, I think they are. That's what's funny about it, because the costumes on the second and the third page, you know, screen, those are the ones they wear in the movie. So, there you go. I don't know, part of me wants to get the DVD so I have a hard copy to watch, but for $40 for a movie I haven't seen yet?
You know what I mean? And sooner or later it'll hit YouTube.
I'm thinking about getting the $14.99 one, but for some... Oh, okay. You know what? Dumbass. Now I see how to order. Hold on.
Now, I do see Sid and Marty Krofft actually still controls it.
Right. Well, that's their IP, their intellectual property.
Well, you know, when you see something like that, you know, you're kind of waiting to see Michael Bay presents Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Right.
And their nemesis, Exploding Woman. Because it's Michael Bay.
True. Okay, I'm adding the $14. I'm not going to buy it. I don't know. I might do the $14.99 one. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll wait till later. I got to think about this one. And somebody's logged in and booted me out of the chat room.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Oh, they were rebelling on you.
Who was?
Well, it's like you were out of the chat room and then you popped back in.
Yeah, right. Well, some people, you know, they go to go in the chat room really quick and, you know, they forget that that they're logged into it as the host.
Ah.
So that's all. I just had to do it again.
Now, this brings a question. Is Sid and Marty Krofft going to revamp all their ones?
I don't know, because what I gather was that Grace and Hannah are fans of the show, of this. So I thought it was kind of like their project.
It's possible, you know. It's just saying, you know, like I said, now once again, you get the nightmares. You know,
right.
Stephen King presents The Bugaloos.
Oh, God. I love that show as a kid. I loved all those shows.
No.
I'm on with,
sorry. Stephen King would not do The Bugaloos. Stephen King would do Siegfried the Sea Monster.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. I was thinking that. I was like, no, Stephen King would do Sigmund. Okay, so this movie is a superhero comedy reboot of the 76 series. Okay, now it says here the film was digitally released by Fullscreen through its own streaming platform as a series of 8 11-minute web episodes on April 26th.
So in other words, they exist somewhere.
Yes, they do. And it's going to be released on June 7th, which was a couple weeks ago, by Legendary Digital Studios and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Okay, I'm just trying to find out some things here. Okay, I'm trying to see the reception here. Judith Dryf IndieWire gave the film a B-plus grade, declaring it's not as addictive as Jessica Jones, which is a great series, by the way, and not as funny as Spy. But it's a refreshing addition to the rapidly growing female-led superhero genre. Dryf complimented the on-screen chemistry of the title leads, as well as how the film easily passes the Bechdel-Wallace test. I have no idea what that is. Tim Poon of Platform Nation gave the film a final score of 5 out of 10. Ooh. Criticizing how nothing is ever explained through action or environment or inference. Noting that the extensive use of explosion via dialogue frequently contravenes the storytelling principle of show, don't tell. He believes this technique reveals a lack of confidence from the writers in either the actors, the audience, or themselves. He also qualified his somewhat negative opinion by adding, Hart not only comes the closest to landing the majority of her character's jokes, but is also a fully capable actor. Now, Matt Fowler at IGN, in the style of an advertorial, gave no qualitative opinion of Fullscreen's pre-film serialization other than that Helbig's Electra Woman overshares and gets a bit gross. Wow.
Well, wow. Either way, it seems that we are witnessing history that Sid and Marty Krofft just upended DC and Marvel in the fact that they brought an all-female superhero movie.
Yes.
And the fact that there was the first one was a good rating, the other one they gave so-so, okay, but you know there was one good rating and they pointed it out. I'm like, wow.
I'm trying to figure. Oh shoot! I can't do this on this computer. Quentin Tarantino's remake of Lidsville. Yeah, she's correct. I could do the Charles Nelson Reilly part. Which are the ones I used to watch that used to be on? I remember they used to be on the afternoons. Let Your Woman Dine a Girl. That was on Saturday mornings.
Puff and Stuff was doing the afternoon thing because it was the oldest and the first.
Right, but I remember watching that one mostly on Saturday mornings. I remember Pix Channel 11 when I was growing up had them on the afternoon. It was Sigmund the Sea Monsters.
Puff and Stuff? Peter Jackson.
No, that one wasn't on here. No, Far Out Space Nuts, Lost in Space. There were two robots. I think Jim Neighbors and Ruth Buzzy. The Bugaloos was another one.
Yep. And let's not forget, and because it is true, the original Ghostbusters of Larry Storch and Forrest Tucker.
Right. And that was a Saturday morning one, though, too.
Yep.
So there you go. Actually, you know what? I'm going to hit Wikipedia. I remember in the 90s, on Nickelodeon, they did a Puffapalooza night where it was like a weekend marathon of all Sid and Marty Krofft shows. Wow. Okay.
Peter Jackson presents HR Puffin Stuff.
Okay. Ready. Here we go. I'm just going through the TV series they've done. This is from 1957 to present. And there's a show they had listed here from 1949. Mutt and Stuff from 2015. A remake of Family Affair in 2002. Land of the Lost, which was a remake of 1991, but from the 70s. DC Follies, which I never knew when that was on. It was on syndicated cable. They always changed it. Pryor's Place from the 80s. Barbara Mandrell and the Mandrell Sisters. That was a variety show. Pink Lady and Jeff was another one. I love this one. The Croft Superstar Hour. That was in 78. They're also known as the Bay City Roller Show. That was on the 70s. And that had Horror Hotel and the Lost Island. 77.
Lady Bunch
of... What?
I was just going, Chongo, wrong show. Danger Island.
Right. All right. Then they had the Brady Bunch Hour, which had some Sid and Marty Krofft characters on there. The Krofft Super Show in 76 had the following shows on it. Dr. Shrinker, Electric Woman and Dinah Girl, Captain Cool and the Kongs, Wonderbug, Bigfoot and Wild Boy, Magic Mongo. Then you had Donnie Marie with the Osmond Family Show. That's it. The Lost Saucer is the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
That was the one that you wrote. Far Out Space Nuts. And they had two. That was Bob Denver and not Bob Hale, another character. They had that same relationship like Skipper and Gilligan. The Great, 1974, the original Land of the Lost. Sigma the Sea Monsters in 73. Lidsville from 71. The Bugaloos from 1970. H.R. Puffin Stuff from 69. And the Banana Splits from 1968. They created the costumes for the stars, but they did not produce the show. And then they say here the Dean Martin Show from 65, the Krofft Puppets had a brief, semi-regular stint on the show. And then there's a list here of TV specials and pilots. 2001.
Now this one, this part I do recognize because if you remember, when it came to the new season, they had that one special night where everyone could see what cartoons are going to be starting on Saturday.
Yes. Yes, I remember that. Yeah, they did that great. I used to love when they did that. I don't know if you know about this one. Me and Tony talked about this a while ago. Electric Woman and Dinah Girl had an unaired pilot in 2001, and it is on YouTube, and it was pretty good. I'm surprised it didn't get picked up.
Like, that I couldn't tell you.
You can find online and watch it. Krofft Late Night 91. Sid and Marty Krofft's Red Eye Express. I don't remember that. 1988. The Patti LaBelle Show. Rock and Wrestling Saturday Spectacular. That's another one of those things we were talking about. Saturday's the Place is another one. Like those Saturday where they did the thing where they showed the upcoming shows for the kids for the next year. The Cracker Brothers in 1985. I don't remember that one. The Krofft Comedy Hour in 1978. The Bay City Rollers meet the Saturday Superstars. In 78, Captain Cool and the Kongs present ABC All-Star Saturday. Another one, the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, a Pauline Halloween special.
Yes, that one I remember because they had Kiss on that one.
Cool, and they had Witchy Poo and other Krofft regulars on there.
Mm-hmm.
What's it? Jimmy Osmond presents ABC's Saturday Sneak Peek.
See what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, that's a lot of these specials, though. Really, a Raquel in 1974? I have no idea about that one.
I think that's Raquel Welch.
Okay, now this one, next one, I remember this because this was part of that Puffapalooza they did on Nickelodeon. The World of Sid and Marty Krofft at the Hollywood Bowl. Bowled a role in 72, and Here's Irving in 1957, on their pilot. Wow. Okay, direct-to-video Toby Terrier and his video pals created to interact with an electronic toy manufactured by Tiger Electronics. Okay. And then some films they did starting from 1970, Puffin Stuff, Harry Tracer, Desperado 1980, Middle Age Crazy 1980, Sideshow 1981, and then, of course, the brilliant Land of the Lost movie in 2009, I say rolling my eyes. No, I saw that once. I saw it on cable, and I said never again. I got the because they had a sale at Best Buy, and I had the whole Land of the Lost show on DVD. And inside was a coupon to get $2 off for a movie ticket to go see it at Flick Theaters. I'm so glad I never used that. The show was the original show was awesome. You know, as a kid, you really don't pay attention to the overall plot, but if you watch them, they actually have an overall thing to it. And what I would love to do is, they mentioned they actually made a map in the show, The Land of the Lost. They mapped out the whole area. Because remember, they find out it's like a little pocket universe.
Right.
It's like in a canyon bowl. And in one episode, they're up on top of a mountain. And they're looking out in the distance. And it turns out they're looking at their backs. So not only is it a bowl, it's really like weirdly like circular. So, I don't know who the culprit was.
So, that's been...
And I think you could get a lot of these on DVD. Okay, hold on. Raquel Welch, yeah. Okay, Really Raquel was a primetime variety show adapted by Raquel Welch's 1973 live night club show. It showcased her talents as a singer, dancer, and comedian, pitting her in a variety of skits with the Croft Puppets, who were the only guest stars, which is highly unusual for a television variety special. Some Croft sites list the title of the special as Raquel Welch and the World of Sid and Marty Croft, aired on March 8, 1974.
Well, it's not so really unusual, because both Raquel Welch and her husband Ringo Starr were always interested in doing things for kids. I mean, if you remember, Ringo Starr was the original conductor, and I just forgot the children's show in question.
Which one? Wait, what?
Ringo Starr was the original conductor. I can't think of the name right now, but it was later taken over by George Carlin.
The train, the engine. I can see the damn thing in my head. My nephew had all of them.
Thomas, I know.
Thomas the Train Engine. Was that it?
Hold on.
I'm Wikipedia-ing it. Thomas and Friends. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Shining Time Station.
Okay. Well, it says here.
Yes,
it's all Thomas the Train. I'm sorry. It says here Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends and Thomas and Friends. I don't know if there are any. That's what it says here on Wikipedia. But yes, Ringo Starr was the UK-US host from 1984 to 86. Michael Angelis from 1991 to 2012 in the UK. And in the U.S. from 91 to 95, Alec Baldwin from 98 to 2003, and Michael Brandon, oh, there's more, 2003-2012. In 2008, Pierce Brosnan, The Great Discovery, Mark Morahan, UK-US 2013 to present. Wow, it's still going on?
I thought Carlin had a part in that one.
Carlin did, I said. George Carlin, 1991 to 1995.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
Sorry. And I remember there was a movie on because I was flipping through the cable channels when I'm like, there's actually a movie about this. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Thomas, yeah, video releases. Wow. There were 7 in the UK. No, I'm sorry. I'm just going by. Wow. Oh, no, there's more than that. Wow. There's a whole list. But yeah, I remember my nephew. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that one. I remember my nephew had the trains. We got him the train set for Christmas the one year, and he loved it, or his birthday. I feel sad about it. I just found out my godson, I found out like a couple weeks ago, he's graduating mm-hmm. high school, and he joined the Army. I don't want my nephews in the military. I'm sorry. I was happy when Moses hurt his leg. My nephew lives with us, and he couldn't go in the Marines. And I found out my nephew lives in Wisconsin, my godson. He's going in the Army because he's really smart. And I'm like, he couldn't get a scholarship to go into college? And he's supposed to be a really good hockey player, too. So I'm like, he couldn't get, like, a hockey scholarship?
You don't exactly see college hockey on ESPN.
Yeah, I heard about that there's an NHL draft tonight. So, but okay, I do have some news here. I wanted to make this announcement. Not a big announcement, just we were talking about this earlier. If I could find it. My mouse is over. It's working, but it's... Okay, I don't know what's going on with my computer tonight. My mouse is not working. I can't get back into the studio. I don't know if it's that or it's Google.
Well, you could do the old-fashioned thing, pound the mouse.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Anyway, really quickly, next season of Supergirl, that's going to be on DCW. I get to say that. Linda Carter has been signed to play in this couple of episodes. She's going to be playing the President of the United States.
Now, this, yes, this brings in the nostalgia of the, people who remember her as Wonder Woman.
Hold on. Okay. I have to reload the studio. It keeps saying my shockwave flash keeps stopping.
Okay. You're the second person to have this thing. Code also had a problem with it. There must be the latest update that might have had a problem with this.
I think it did. I didn't even know my shockwave flash had an update, but this is just
Now, do
ridiculous.
You have Windows 10?
Yes, on the PC I do. That's all I have.
And I think Code also was a victim of Windows 10, so this could be a Windows 10 issue.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay.
Chrome and Flash are having problems.
All right, can I go back and be a little bit political really quickly? A friend of mine, he's a political commentator, and on Facebook he just added this thing he wrote about why Brexit happened and what it means for the U.S. If you will allow me to, it's like two paragraphs. He goes, quick explanation why Brexit happened and what it means for the U.S. There are many complex reasons, but what it ultimately is about is people have had enough. They've had enough with being called a racist whenever they disagree about something. They've had enough of being called xenophobic because they recognize the fact that radical Islam is a thing. Okay, maybe I won't read this out loud, but this is pretty much what we were talking about before. Do we talk about this on air, or is this before the show?
This was before the show.
Do we want to mention this? I think we could mention this on air. If you'd like to have the honor, since you brought it up to me.
Well, you got the article in front of you. I'm still trying to find where you're talking about.
No, you won't see it. No, you won't. This is what a friend of mine wrote. He's a political commentator. He just wrote this on Facebook. But basically, all right, I'm going to read the whole thing, and then we'll get into what. All right, so they've had enough being called xenophobic because they recognize the fact that radical Islam is a danger to the world, no matter how much they attempt to mask it. They've had enough being told they are bad people because they want their nation to have borders and sovereignty and freedom. Mainly, they've had enough being told they are too stupid to run their own lives, and they need government overlords to take them by the hand and show them what to do. These arguments are pathetic, and they work on millennials because millennials are children who are scared by these dangerous things like freedom and self-governance. You can only rely on the young and the uninformed for so long to walk lockstep with you to the slaughter. England has cast the first and most stunning blow to your globalist agenda. In November, when the U.S. Now, this is what I was saying earlier, which the only good thing I can see if Trump gets elected. In November, he's conservative. So in November, when the U.S. elects Donald Trump, it will signal that the game has officially changed and the sleeping giant has roared back. White people, black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, rich people, poor people, gay people, straight people. We are people. We are not your commodities. We are not your slaves, and we have only begun to fight. And that's what he said.
Okay. Okay, I was just trying to see if it was something, you know, that since we have each other as friends, I was just seeing if it showed up on mine, and no, it didn't.
Oh, okay. No, well, it's a friend. I don't know if you guys have him. He used to play Wrestle Unstoppable a while ago.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That's why.
Okay, for the Chrome Flash situation, you might want to switch to Firefox.
Oh, I hate Firefox. I don't think I have it on this computer either, so I can't do it. And we only have 20 minutes left. So,
Okay. You
want to tell everybody what do you want to tell everybody what led to this part of our conversation before the show started, like right before the show started?
I'm trying to remember which
the hacking
which one, because we kind of bounced around everything.
Oh, the hacking. Democrats.
Oh yes. The reason why on this one is because there is a new hacker out. Guccifer 2.0. He's from Russia. Hacked the Democrat National Convention. And found out, well, you always hear about Republicans complain about how the Democrats have a playbook. They ain't joking anymore. It's there. For every argument, there is the written down counterpoint.
Yes. See? And go on, tell them what they said. It's okay.
You know, if you disagree on one thing, then they put in, you know, that you're the racist, that you're the homophobic, that you're Islamophobic, that you're misogynist. Is a play by play. You got to look for Guccifer 2.0 DNC. He hacked in it, and there it was. And even to the point where they had it to make sure Hillary beat Sanders.
Right. Now, is this the Democrat National Convention playbook, or just the Democrat National, or the Democrat Party?
DNC.
Okay. I think it's ridiculous. Now, what I've heard, you know, somebody told me that they were doing a Google thing, and it turns out that if you try to look up a thing about Hillary and her emails, it directs you to something else. Like, it's supposed to bring up the first available thing, and it just brings up all good things with her. This is Google. They use other search engines, and it brought up the fact about her email that, you know, the whole scandal, not the scandal, but the whole thing. I'm trying to rephrase. I'm sorry about that. I'm just right now. So, yeah, a lot of funky stuff is going on here. This is kind of why I really don't want her in, because I'm afraid to see, like, you know, talk about dystopian futures and Big Brother. Well, could Big Mama be watching us?
Well, I'm actually seeing, I did it, you know, just for your curiosity.
Yes.
It may have been that was the case.
Right.
It ain't now.
Okay, well, that's because they were found out. Because this thing went around about 2 weeks ago, I think. And it was a video. People said, hey, what's going on here? So.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you on that one.
So what I was saying was this. Okay, hold on. Code Warrior says loss. Just refresh. If you lose the audio, just refresh the page. You know, the whole thing, like, if Trump gets in, he kind of bucks the system. You know what I mean? Like, I've been complaining about this for years with the status quo and, you know, like, whoever gets in, it's like, come on, all right, da da da, this and that. But you're seeing it. We're seeing it firsthand, and they're not turning a blind eye to it anymore. I think a lot of people have just had it with the way the system is working. The system needs to be changed. And I think that if he gets in, it shows that people are tired of the system and things need to be changed. That's my opinion. That, like I said, that's the only thing I guess good coming from Trump. I don't know if he has an agenda, but right now, does Hillary even have it? I mean, I'm a New Yorker. I remember when she was senator in New York, and she did shit.
Well, so she tried to do one.
Right.
For those who are wondering what I'm talking about, I live in the area in question. The Bethel Woods Center of the Arts is the It's located at the original Woodstock site, 1969 Woodstock site.
Okay.
The idea was to have the museum to be federally funded. Schumer was the only one at the moment's signature. Then Hillary put hers on. Now, this was during the election, and McCain jumped all over it. A whole lot of people in my area feel, if she kept her name off, the place would have had money.
Yeah. But Hillary's Hillary. I mean, you remember all those scandals that were like when Clinton was in office, I actually liked him. He was getting stuff done. And the Conservative Party, every time, oh, here's this, here's Whitewater, oh, here's this. Like, oh, let the guy do his job. Well, Christ almighty, does everybody remember with Hillary with the email scandal that's gone on now? Before she's, you know, why is she being allowed to run? I don't get this. I mean, you look at Nixon. Back then, he got in trouble, and he was, what's the word I'm looking for?
He quit before he was impeached.
Impeached, thank you. Right, but what I'm saying, right. But he was about to be impeached. I mean, you know, that was the writing on the wall. Okay, but now she has all this going on, and she's allowed to run. And I just don't get it.
It kind of says something
Okay, back to superheroes for a minute. That Hero Dawn Rise of the Powers,
yep.
I added it to my Fire Kindle. I just said that. I just clicked it now. Read for free.
Okay.
Unless it's only a paragraph, I can read it right now for you.
No, there's a few more paragraphs.
That's right. So I will read it tonight sometime this weekend. So.
All right. Like I said, there are two teaser chapters. I've been working bit by bit on getting more.
Cool. Oh, you know what else I did? You know Mercedes Lackey and her friends, they did that. They had that Secret World Chronicles going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to Amazon last night. The first four books are available in paperback. I ordered them. Ready for this one? Wednesday night, I got book four in the mail first. Earlier today, I got books one and two, and Amazon swore to me by 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, I was going to get book three. Never showed up yet.
Hey.
Well, it's
at least my book showed.
Right. Well, no, I'm hoping tomorrow'll show, because that's happened sometimes where I look online. It's like, it's at your post office, but they didn't deliver it.
Well, at least you got my book. That's
and
good.
If you ever want to use my character in the book, just let me know. I'll help you set it up.
Hey, I'm still in the writing process.
There you go. I know, I got to start writing soon. See, all my stuff is in a tote, ready to go to Florida for the past 2 months. And I think now we're officially leaving on July 11th. I think.
Now, you will be here July 23rd, though.
I will either be here in New York or here in Florida. But I will be here for DawnCon 2.
Okay. It's like the heart going.
Yeah, no. I will definitely be here in some form or another. I will definitely be here. So we are.
Yeah, hopefully, Tony V will be there. And,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hopefully, Tony V will be there. In fact, you might want to check his Facebook in case he did something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you found out the last time.
I know, right? Oh, this is funny. He said Donald Trump posted, this is the last thing he posted like 9 hours ago. Donald Trump posted on Twitter, just arrived in Scotland, place is going wild over the vote. They took their country back, just like we will take America back, no games. And somebody posted to Donald Trump, Scotland voted in, you moron.
Well, Scotland is talking about now separating from the UK.
Right, now they are, but they voted to stay in.
Right. We have a few members in Paragon Dawn who are Brits, and they gave us the play-by-play on this one.
Okay.
England as a whole said out.
Right.
Wales was 50-50.
Right.
Northern Ireland was 75-25 out to in. Scotland was all in.
Okay, somebody actually posted, goes, No, he's completely wrong. The Scots have to have their own vote about possibly leaving the UK. Wow, the whole, you know, it's like, what was I going to say? The whole of the world theater is changing drastically. And last night I had European news and the BBC news channel on. I was looking back and forth. I fell asleep. And remember, this is about 7:40 a.m. their time when they were talking about the vote that they finally had all the, the tallies in and the results. And I fell asleep and I had, and oh my God, between the time the vote results came out and mere hours later, the British pound has dropped to the lowest it's been since 1985. Countries are freaking out. People don't know what's going to happen. So it's just a mess.
All it is basically it's a knee-jerk reaction.
Yes.
Many of political, not political, economic analysts saying, of course it's going to drop. There are going to be people who didn't like the result.
Right.
So it's basically, yeah, it's going to drop now. In the long run, they are predicting a bounce.
Okay, and I just got a word from Tony. I just got Tony's message on Skype. He says, I'm sorry, he's actually on shift for work right now, just kind of poking around on my home machine for a few minutes here and there.
And he's going like, you guys are talking politics?
Oh, well.
Well, like I said in the beginning, this seems to be a slow night.
Yeah. No, we didn't even talk about that's weird. My chair something just popped and the thing just went back. My lock didn't go.
Ah.
We didn't talk about comic books, but DC Rebirth. Man, this thing is not losing momentum.
This is a case of DC's going like, okay, we messed up, so
we
got
to make, up
to make this good.
Yes, that's what I was thinking last night. It's like, okay, all those fans who hated the New 52, we must win them back, and we must win them back now. Whatever ideas you have for an awesome story, don't hold back. Take the gloves off, come out swinging. And I want to bring this up. We were talking about a character, Mr. Oz. Ozymandias is from Watchmen. I'm even reading Superman comic books in this whole Rebirth thing. You know my opinions about that. Anyway, he's fighting Doomsday with Lex Luthor. Now, this is the pre-New 52 Superman. This is the Superman we had before the New 52. He's fighting Doomsday. And at the end of towards the end of the issue, you find out Doomsday is being controlled by Mr. Oz. Let me see if I can find it. So, again, I don't know how long this Rebirth thing is going to go, but I like what's going on. Here we go. Okay, it's Superman Action Comics 958 as part of the Rebirth. He's fighting. He's complaining that he's trying to go. Him and Lex are fighting toe-to-toe. He's got Lex Luthor. He's about to kill him. Superman's freaking out because he's trying to help him. And then you see Mr. Oz standing there with his hood on. It looks like he's holding a staff of some kind. He's looking at some computer screens. And then he goes, think, hello. What will you do next? Only then can I make my move. And that's why I should have had the dun-dun-dun ready.
Yeah.
Damn it. But now they're introducing this thing in the back. If you saw this from Amazon, Dark Knight, A True Batman Story by Paul Dini.
Right.
It's a graphic novel. There was a pivotal moment in his life where I guess he was like beaten up on the streets. So I want to check that out.
Well, right now also Marvel is trying to play catch up, you know,
right,
with the Civil War factor.
Yeah.
And now they're giving hint there's going to be another death, and it's going to be a big one.
Right.
You want to do the spoiler warning?
They had a vision, and it's the Hulk that's going to beat up everybody. But they're not. They don't know if he's going to die because, you know, Greg Pak is just doing Well, I can't remember the name, but I just started reading it because I read issue one. I was like, so what happens next? Amadeus Cho is a character he created a few years ago, and he is the new Hulk.
Right.
And so we don't know if it's Bruce Banner's Hulk or Amadeus Cho Hulk.
Well, the thing is, the image that I saw is a Hulk naked. Good.
Right.
But he's holding half an Iron Man.
Ooh.
Now,
wait a minute.
We all know he has made, you know, suits that was that's pretty much a drone.
Right. Now,
but they're wondering
that.
But they're wondering now if Cap was to Civil War One, will Iron Man be to Civil War Two? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tony just sent me a message. So I'm trying to find that issue. Where was it? Where was that? Was that number two? Because I don't have it in this bag I have right
now.
No,
no. This one's expected to happen in three.
No. But I meant, where was the picture? I remember seeing the picture.
Oh, it was on Newsarama.
No, it was in the actual issue, I thought. The vision of the Hulk doing the whole thing.
That I don't remember.
All right. Well, I think it's Civil War II, I want to say. Because I know they're saying that. All right, I'm looking here. The next issues 8 and 9 of the Totally Awesome Hulk, part of the Civil War II storyline. You see the back of the Hulk and a bunch of heroes. Captain Marvel, Captain America, Steve Rogers, Captain America. And what does it say here? Who Will Fall, July 2016. But in the issue, this issue, it seems that Amadeus Cho became the Hulk by absorbing the radiation from Bruce Banner. And in doing so, it seems Bruce Banner is gamma radiation free. Which means he's no longer the Hulk.
Right. I saw the episode, you know, where he discovers that he is. And
right.
Basically, Banner, without any fear of changing into the Hulk,
right.
Kid in a candy store. Reckless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're talking to him about that. Like, dude, you got to stop. Because he's part of it is he feels guilty. Too bad. It's like, it wasn't your fault, dude. Just stop it. But now, I want to bring something up. Well, we have a few minutes. I want to bring something else up. I decided to check out from DC. Future Quest. Hanna-Barbera Future Quest. Basically, this is all the Hanna-Barbera characters. And something's going on with these vortexes, these wormholes open. And Johnny Quest and Raji, and they're investigating these things that are open. These portals, whatever.
Right.
They're also working with this guy who's Birdman. He's a secret agent. And by looking through the portals, you could see Space Ghost.
He's not a lawyer.
No, he's not. No. But you see Space Ghost, Janet Jace, Gleep, the Genie, the Herculoids, the cave dude who could fly, and all that. And the last picture of issue one is now Johnny Quest, Raji, and this guy and this kid they met are on a swamp boat, and they're investigating. And this light appears on the swamp, pops out, and it's Space Ghost. So now he's on Earth, and they actually show a history of how he got the bands, that he was in the military in his planet where he's from, and he got the bands that way. And sadly, the rest of his platoon was wiped out. Also, Scooby-Doo number 2 came out. I highly recommend checking this out. It's funny as all hell. It's basically a reboot, a grown-up reboot of the Scooby and the gang. And in this, you know, there's an apocalypse going on. There was a virus that got released, nanites released, that was supposed to make people more docile. Instead, it's doing the opposite. It mutated, and it's turning people who are affected by it into monsters. They escape into they finally get to the garage of this place, and they find this thing called the Mystery Machine. And it's just this awesome high-tech military vehicle. Well, they see in the garage, they haven't gotten inside yet. So that'll be issue 3. Then I haven't mentioned it yet, Do you remember the Wacky Races?
Yep.
That cartoon? Okay, they did Wacky Raceland. It's a futuristic.
I saw that one.
I read it. It's awesome. Not only that, they totally nail the names and the vehicles. Everything matches up to the original cartoon. So I got to say,
well,
not only is DC kicking ass.
What? Blubber Bear is actually a human.
Well, certain things they have to change up, but I said they're spoofing perfectly. You know, for this theme, for this, you know,
okay,
dark future theme that they're doing. I got to say, but then again, I got to say, DC is really kicking ass now. Between Rebirth, even the Hanna-Barbera stuff that they're doing, I was surprised about. I'm like, holy shit. DC is batting 1,000 right now. I hope they keep this up. And really quickly, I'm going to mention for Champions Online, I really wish they would have Danger Rooms. Because in Batman this week, Detective Comics, I think it was, they used Clayface's leftover mud and they made the mud room.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I thought that was cool. I'm like, I want that for Champions Online. Ah, and we have 10 seconds left. I tell you what, next week we'll get more into this. We'll start talking about comic books earlier. No politics next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Sorry we got all political towards the end. Just, you know, like you said, the scope of the world is changing. And, you know, you got to open your eyes and take a look outside. Lift your head up from the comic books once in a while. See what's going on there. All right, everybody, have a great week. We will see you next Friday night. I believe we're going to be on Friday night, 9 to 10:30. Thank you, Mad Viking. Tony V got in touch. He's working tonight. That's why he wasn't here. And I think that's it. I think we're now in the after party.
Okay.
Now, I want to talk to you about it. I have a dilemma for tomorrow.
What's that?
Well, it's my goddaughter's graduation party.
Right.
I have not seen her in a year and a half. I have not been invited over to the house since last Super Bowl. Not this one that just passed, last year's Super Bowl, Seahawks versus New England. I have not been invited to anything they have done in the past year and a half. Last night was her prom. Everybody was over there taking pictures. Except me, because I was not invited.
Ooh.
I don't know what to do now. I'm really hurt about this.
Boils down to finally going, why?
Why what? Why they do that? Or
as
why
an asking
invited?
Why.
Right. Am I going? Why I'm not going?
Exactly. Why weren't you told of stuff? I mean, it could have been a case of, you know, the Facebook miss.
No, it wasn't.
You know, I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just ridiculous. I don't know. I didn't want to bring it up on air because, you know, I don't know why. I'm just very, I mean, we're in the after party. Now they can hear us. All right, how about this one? Let's get out of here. I'll give you a Skype call in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Okay.
If you don't mind, maybe we could add other people.
Yeah,
let's
no,
get
yeah,
their
no
opinions.
Problem. Hey, I'm here for friends. You know that.
Yes. Thank you, sir. All right. With that said, we're going to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. Of course, as you most heard, I have a dilemma for next week. But, you know, if I don't go, I got stuff I can do here to help my family out. So, all right. With that, we are out of here. If you would, sir, do the honors.
Say goodnight, Crazy.
Goodnight, Crazy. All right. We'll see you all next week. Bye.